Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, this is Robbie, and we are both very happy to sit with you in meditation practice. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes. We're going to start very soon, so please take your seat, get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you or in a chair, which is fine. And if you sit in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as we get settled, I want to extend a little bit what we talked about last week, although you don't have to go back and listen to that at all, where we discussed community and the importance of community, especially at a time like this, when we're all in our houses, there's so much uncertainty and so much possibility. The power of community is almost impossible to express, I thought. Then a friend of mine texted me an excerpt from a book by Thich Nhat Hanh, and I want to share it with you, and then we'll sit together. I found this very moving. When we have a community to practice mindfulness with, we can sit in meditation together, and it's very powerful. In life, people produce food, objects, and technology, among many other things. In a sangha, which is Sanskrit for community, we also produce things. We produce the powerful energy of peace, the powerful energy of mindfulness. People can go to the supermarket to buy food or light bulbs, but to produce mindful energy, we need to be with our community, our sangha, and produce this energy through our sitting, walking, and peaceful and joyful living. Thank you, Thich Nhat Hanh, for those beautiful words that point to community as something more than just a place to hide from the world, perhaps, or a way to isolate from others who you may disagree with, or just purely a social gathering, which is fine. All those things can be useful from time to time. But here, Thich Nhat Hanh points to community as the engine that fuels our effort to live in a good human society. So it is of utmost importance. So I ask you, as we begin our practice, little sweetie pie, where can you find community? Who is your community? It could be anything from the people who live in your house to a political party to an online class that you're taking. And of course, the Open Heart Project is a community, and it's quite a remarkable community. Yeah, you're in it. And the Open Heart Project Sangha is a community within the community that provides opportunities to practice together more deeply. So it was created for just this reason, to offer you the power of Sangha, which seems to give us energy when nothing else can. So wherever you find your Sangha, may it bring you great benefit. And let's sit together with a cat. Begin your practice by sitting up straight. The hands rest on the legs, palms down. And let the hands just rest, really rest. Let the front body relax a lot, the belly, the area around your heart, the throat. The mouth is closed. And let all the muscles of speech relax, the tongue, the jaw, the throat, can soften. The breath is natural in and out through the nose, meaning there's no breathing technique, just breathing. You know exactly how to do that. The eyes are open and the gaze cast down to a comfortable spot in front, up to 6 feet or 2 meters. And rather than trying to stare or laser focus on a point in front, just let the whole visual field in. Let there be a feeling of receptivity through the eyes rather than searching. And let the brow relax. Let your attention rest on the breath, which means feel the body breathing. The gentle expansion of the inhale and the letting go of the exhale. Let your attention rest on this rhythm. We're feeling the body breathe rather than observing the body breathe. Your mind will continue to make thoughts. That's what it does. It's no big deal. The majority of your thoughts will come and go without really distracting you too much. That's fine. You don't have to do anything about those thoughts. Only if you notice you become so absorbed in thought that you have lost awareness of your breath. At that point, label that moment of noticing thinking. That's thinking. Different than meditating. And then just let go. The content of the thought is irrelevant. Gently bring your attention back to the breath and begin again. With this inhale, this exhale. So we'll sit together in silence for a few more minutes, and there will be a gong when the session is over. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you, too.